Imagine having access to the private thoughts of Rome's greatest emperor, the letters of a brilliant playwright, and the lectures of a former slave, all distilled into a daily practice that could transform your life. This is the essence of Stoicism, not the emotionless detachment many mistake it for, but a vibrant, action-oriented approach to living well. The philosophy that guided figures like George Washington and Theodore Roosevelt has found new life among CEOs, athletes, and artists seeking practical wisdom for modern challenges. Through daily journaling and reflection, this ancient wisdom becomes accessible to anyone willing to practice it consistently. Stoicism emerged in Athens around 300 BCE. And evolved into a practical philosophy focused on living virtuously through three essential disciplines.
The first is perception, how we see and interpret events. When someone criticizes your work, do you see it as a personal attack or valuable feedback?
The second is action, the choices we make in response to what happens.
Will you react with anger or curiosity?
The third is will. How we handle things beyond our control.
Can you accept what cannot be changed while focusing energy on what can?
The cornerstone of Stoic wisdom is distinguishing between what we can and cannot control, a principle as liberating today as it was in ancient Rome. We cannot control external events, other people's actions, or natural disasters, but we maintain absolute authority over our judgments, interpretations, and responses to these things. This perspective shift is profoundly empowering. When someone cuts you off in traffic, you can't control their driving, but you can control your reaction, whether to seethe with rage or use the moment to practice patience. When illness strikes, you may not control your body's condition, but you control how you frame that challenge as pure misfortune or an opportunity for growth. Just as athletes train their bodies, Stoics train their minds through deliberate practice. One powerful method is voluntary discomfort, intentionally experiencing hardship to build resilience. Try taking a cold shower, skipping a meal, or sleeping on the floor occasionally. By practicing discomfort, you reduce its power to disturb you when it arrives uninvited. Another crucial technique is negative visualization. Regularly imagine losing things you value, your job, your health, even loved ones. This isn't morbid pessimism, but a way to deepen gratitude and reduce shock when losses inevitably occur. As Epictetus taught, when embracing your child, remember they are mortal. This practice doesn't diminish joy, but enriches it with awareness of its precious impermanence.
The Stoics made a radical claim. Virtue is the only true good. Everything else, wealth, health, reputation, even life itself, is ultimately indifferent, valuable only insofar as it supports virtuous living. This doesn't mean these things have no practical value, but rather that they're secondary to character and can be used for good or ill depending on how we approach them. This perspective challenges our modern obsession with external success markers. As Seneca observed, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor." True wealth comes not from accumulating possessions, but from limiting desires and finding contentment in what we have. The four cardinal virtues, wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, provide a framework for evaluating our choices. By focusing on these virtues rather than external outcomes, we gain independence from fortune's whims. A virtuous person remains undiminished by poverty or public disgrace because their true worth lies in their character, something entirely within their control. We only ever possess the present moment. The past is gone, the future hasn't arrived, and both lie beyond our control. Yet we spend countless hours ruminating on past mistakes or anxiously anticipating future events, neglecting the only time we can actually influence, right now.
The true test of philosophy isn't how well we understand its principles, but how we live them. "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it," taught Epictetus. The Daily Stoic Journal provides a structured approach to this embodiment, offering prompts and exercises that transform abstract concepts into concrete habits. Each day presents a meditation drawn from Stoic texts,
followed by morning and evening reflection questions. The morning questions prepare us for the day ahead, while the evening questions help evaluate our progress. This dual reflection practice mirrors the Stoics' own approach to philosophical development. Daily reflection bookends these practices. Begin each morning by anticipating challenges. Today, I may face criticism, disappointment, or difficult people. End each day by reviewing your responses. Where did I maintain my principles? Where did I fall short? This continuous feedback loop accelerates growth and builds what the Stoics called the inner citadel, a fortress protecting your peace of mind. The Stoics developed various techniques to maintain present focused awareness. One approach involves breaking overwhelming situations into manageable parts. Rather than thinking about an entire difficult project, focus on the next action. Rather than worrying about a year of hardship, concentrate on getting through today. In an age of distraction, Stoicism teaches focus. In a culture often emphasizing external validation, it emphasizes inner worth. In times of uncertainty, it offers a stable foundation for meaningful living. The philosophy's enduring relevance stems from addressing universal human challenges rather than specific historical circumstances. Recent research has validated many Stoic practices. Cognitive behavioral therapy draws heavily from Stoic principles. Studies on resilience and emotional regulation confirm what the Stoics intuited centuries ago, that our interpretations shape our experiences more powerfully than external events themselves. As we face unprecedented global challenges, the Stoic emphasis on focusing on what we can control while accepting what we cannot becomes increasingly valuable. The philosophy offers not an escape from these challenges, but a framework for engaging with them effectively while maintaining inner peace. In a world constantly chasing novelty, there's profound wisdom in these time-tested principles that have guided countless individuals through history's most difficult periods.
What makes this approach particularly effective is its emphasis on incremental progress. Rather than expecting immediate transformation, it encourages small daily improvements that compound over time. By documenting thoughts and progress, we create a record that reveals patterns, highlights growth areas, and celebrates improvements. This written practice transforms vague aspirations into concrete commitments.